Nina,
Ian.
it's good to hear your joyful voice as always.
Thank you. It's really good to hear yours. And I do feel joy in my heart. And I'm happy to be here with everyone, feeling really inspired and having a beautiful day of sessions and beauty. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been a beautiful day. And yeah, I read your post that you made, and it's inspiring the way that you're able to really take everything and make beauty out of it. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're welcome. And it's really an inspiration from the divine. It's just like this urgency in me that brought that forth yesterday. And it's really a call to action. And for anybody who's listening, what I'd like to do too is to, well, we could post it in the chat here for anybody to read it afterwards. But, where we can see a tragedy happening in the world and really use it for a call to action to rise up and see where we need to go. And we'll tie that into the prayer, but thank you for bringing that up. And powerful times that we're alive in.
Oh
And
my gosh, yeah.
yes. So welcome to everybody who is here with us. Thank you for being here and receiving the conversation that Ian and I are speaking about. We're talking about the recent events on the top of the Pyramid of the Moon, where there was a shooting, and it's very dear to our heart, the land there and everything that we have done there over the past, I mean, it's been 23 years for myself, so it really hits close to home. And there's just in the event, when there is an unexpected event that comes in that kind of shakes the world as you know it, it hits up against the way that we're relating to ourselves and to life, and it gives us an opportunity to transform, to dig deeper, to make changes, and to rise up. So that's the essence of the post. And yeah, we'll share it in the chat and invite you all to read it because it is very inspiring. So, with all of that, thank you for being here with us. If there's anyone new on our prayer this evening, we wholeheartedly receive you and welcome you with open arms. Excuse me. I'd like to invite us all to take a few deep, conscious breaths wherever we are on the planet. To just become really attuned with this present moment time where you are standing or sitting, and to feel your breath. Feel the breath breathe you, connecting in with the breath of life that you are. And to feel our bodies, our temples that are housing this beautiful great spirit that we are. And perhaps becoming aware of the mind that is also part of the equation of the totality of this human experience, and giving yourself permission to yield your mind, to yield your personality to the great spirit, to the power of love, to the presence of God, to the divine kingdom. And with that feeling, the floodgates opening to melt away the illusion of your separation, opening up our hearts to expand, to let this love in and to let it out. To not withhold and to ground ourselves into this Mother Earth, to feel the support to feel connection, grace, and love. And as we're doing this, to feel the totality of the body, mind, and spirit, the Holy Trinity becoming one. Letting go of your day and your concerns, your resentments, your opinions, to make room for something greater than what you think you are. Letting go into the mystery, into the sanctions of the higher realms. And as we are doing this, we are taking a true posture in life to rise up into the infinite possibilities of the grandness of who we truly are. And as we are doing this, we are acknowledging and calling upon the angels, archangels, and ascended masters that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer this evening, to be present with us, to help to increase our grounding, to help to open our hearts, to help the floodgates from the heavenly realms no longer be restricted, to remove the obstacles and the nefarious energies and frequencies that are trying to distort this pristine love and the sanctions of your divinity, Creator, so that we can be truly plugged in to the source of our truest existence, of the essence of the truth. We're praying at this time for more courage in our life to stand strong, to rise up individually and together, collectively, to do our inner work, to make those changes so that we can stand in rightful action, following the truth, enhancing our faith in the unknown, working on behalf of creation, to start to focus on creating rather than destroying, understanding that this begins with our thoughts, becoming more cognizant of the way that we do think and the actions that we take, and making better choices, life-affirming choices and actions that perpetuate creation and love. Help us to be kinder to ourselves and to each other. Help us to lift one another up rather than enter into competition and leaving ourselves behind. Help us to understand that jealousy is self-rejection, that in those moments where we're wanting to be something that someone else has, that we're really craving for ourselves. And help us to come back and no longer abandon ourselves. And in the process, feel you and forgiving ourselves for turning away in those times that we have abandoned you and our truest selves. Let this be a new way of living from moment to moment so that we can become stronger and firmer in the truth and rise up in love. In unity consciousness, and walk this planet contributing in this way, being that living message, being responsible and accountable, and having joy in the process. Help us to remember that joy of simply being alive, the gift of being alive here on the planet. Help us to remember to be grateful. Help us to focus on what is versus what is not. Help us to be more inspired from moment to moment to live in accordance with universal law. Help us to share those words of kindness, those actions of giving without expectations, to take responsibility for the times in which we have expectations on others and to let them go so that we do not push away love, that we actually step into the realms of acceptance where true love has a chance to shine within and all around. Help us at this time as we are expanding in the truth and in the love that we are, that we can radiate out forward. Blessing the sacred waters on the planet with purification, with radiance. And help us to clean the waters within to bring stillness and peace. Help us to let go of control and to step into the mystery of the unknown so that we can truly have an encounter with you, Creator, and know that that is what we are really yearning for. Forgive us, and may we forgive ourselves for the times that we have been blinded. Help us at this time as we are expanding to anchor this love and this light right here, wherever we are standing and sitting, to bring this into the veins of the Mother Earth, to let it flow far and wide, removing the obstructions, unlocking the barriers, and recreating balance and the flow of harmony on our planet. Help us to learn how to love ourselves more so that we truly can love another. Help us to celebrate life with gratitude, acknowledging our victories versus our judgments. Help us to lift ourselves up and lift up another in the process and keep the children really aligned with the beauty way. Giving thanks for this opportunity to pray together, to grow in learning how to pray for the greater good of the whole, to bring the brilliance of the spark of life back to the planet. In a time that feels dismal, may we celebrate and hold that torch of light and love and uplift the vibration, the frequency attunement of ourselves and the other and all of creation. Taking this moment to lift up those who are in our prayer request, lifting up our sister Kate Smith, who's going through a challenging time and going in for surgery, and just praying for her that she can have clarity and sponsoring this for her, guidance and clarity for the best action for her healing on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, so that she's guided and protected. At this time, lifting up the land of Teotihuacan, sponsoring the masters and the angels and the blessings of the heavenly realms to anoint and bless the space there, to remove the trauma imprint, to bring our healing and our grace and our love to the victims that were killed or injured, our love, our acknowledgement of their spirit, and of our full awareness of the fact that we are infinite beings, and helping to bring in a perspective of grace to enter into the confusion and to wash away the pain, the grief that runs deep for many who have been there, many who are connected to this situation. And may we see this as an opportunity, a call to action, to rise up stronger, more vigilant, and finding freedom and doing what it takes to embody the truth of who we are and radiate our love and light on the planet, to not be defeated, but rather to inspire us to no longer be small, to stand in the greatness of our birthright, of our divinity. We thank you for this opportunity here. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the opportunity to shift our perspective, to see a way to have confidence and inspiration to make a change within and all around. We say these prayers always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teoto.
Omatilt. Thank you, Nina, for always bringing us into our hearts so we can feel our connection with the divine kingdom that is within us and yield the illusion of our separation and the smallness of our ego, so we can learn to no longer withhold our love and to feel the totality and trinity of our body, mind, spirit becoming one. To take a posture of rising in infinite possibilities of the grandness of who we truly are, to allow the floodgates of the heavenly realms to no longer be obstructed, so that we can be plugged into the truest existence of the truth within us and do the inner work to enhance our faith and work on behalf of creation, to be a creator rather than a destructor, which begins in our thoughts. To become firmer, stronger, and responsible while also being full of joy, and to step into the realms of acceptance and allow true love to rest and expand within and around us, to clean the waters within and step into the mystery of the unknown in order to truly know our Creator.
So beautiful. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
It does look like I, forgive me, I missed some of these prayer requests, so I'm just going to lift it up because we're still in the field of this power. Kira, good kind. Father Jeff, good kind. Blessings and removal of obstacles. Volki Boof, bringing grace and healing and clarity. Citra Trushel, opening her heart to let love in. And Anna Mae Lochfeld, bringing grace, sponsoring these prayers.
Thank you,
All
Nina, for
right,
that.
yes. Thank you. Also want to lift up our rosary circle that's coming up this Sunday. You know, the Divine Mother Project, the Legacy of Peace, is one of our most popular legacies. And you know, there's so much that we do that it's hard to offer these so frequently. But when they come up, there's just such a huge response from the community. So we're just praying for the blessings of the Holy Divine Mother to anoint and bless our project and the rose paste and all those who are coming to receive and the medicine of the heart and to grow deeper into these mysteries.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so looking forward to that. Oh my gosh.
Yes, it's going to be great.
Yeah,
Anything else? I think we put the, it looks like someone put the post in the link box here. So if there's anybody who hasn't read this post that I shared yesterday, please do. I feel that it will inspire you and land with some resonance of truth and yeah, to see how we can respond.
and you can also find it on social media and, say your thoughts and your prayers there as well. It's always great to interact with as many of the posts as we post so that more and more people can see it and find this beautiful thing that we're all doing together.
It's true. It's true. You know, we there's been a lot of responses and people coming out and how it's really impacted them to see things differently. So it's how we can spread our healing. So if you feel inclined, go there and like it or share your heart.
And I'm definitely would like to speak about this class that I've spoke about several times now, the energetic hygiene and spiritual practices for awareness and empowerment. We started yesterday, super awesome and inspiring intro class, and it's most certainly not too late to join. You'll get the recording of the first class. And yeah, I feel like it's barely begun, and like a lot of things are moving in my own life and within me. And yeah, it was an awesome intro, and I'm really excited for the rest of the classes to come. The next one will be tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be a video class. It's an hour and a half, and lots of really cool practices are going to be shared and more, I'm sure. I don't know because I haven't gone through it yet.
No, it's true. We're going to be going deeper tomorrow with some practices and touching deeper on the subject material that we opened up with last night about energetic hygiene, personal accountability, spiritual protection, and what a powerful subject to be, you know, discussing and working with at this time. So yeah, it's a huge class. It's really great. A lot of people are joining in. I think we have like 45, and if there's anybody else that wants to join, we are calling you if you feel the call.
Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
May you go in peace.